Fridays are awesome. And this Friday, we're starting with a pair of articles that are driving up tension between the United States and Russia. Last week, Russian President Vladimir Putin wrote an opinion piece for the New York Times. He was critical of the U.S. government for threatening a military strike against Syria. This week, longtime U.S. Senator John McCain responded. McCain has been a big supporter of U.S. military action in Syria, but his opinion piece for the Russian website Pravda was more focused on Russia's president. It was titled, Russians Deserve Better Than Putin. He accused the Russian government of imprisoning opponents, rigging elections, and controlling the country's media. Yesterday, President Putin said he wasn't aware of the article. But Russia did have some criticism for a United Nations report about chemical weapons in Syria. Russian officials called the report biased, distorted, and built on insufficient information. Russia says the inspectors need to go back to Syria to finish their investigation. UN representatives say the report stands for itself. Back in the United States, there's a deadline looming in the nation's capital and the possibility of parts of the U.S. government going dark. President Obama and members of Congress have until the end of this month to work out a deal on the federal government's budget. If they can't reach an agreement over the next 10 days, a government shutdown will kick in on October 1st. There are several issues involved here, like the country's debt limit and President Obama's health care reform law. We'll look more closely at those as this story develops. If the government shuts down, it won't shut down completely. Functions that are considered essential will still run, things like air traffic control and disaster assistance. But many government offices would likely close. Museums and parks would stop operating. Thousands of federal employees could be sent home and not paid. It's happened before. There were two government shutdowns in the mid-1990s. The longest one lasted 21 days. Is the U.S. government heading for another? The clock is ticking.